Okay, let's begin our discussion this year, as tonight is called by some the beginning of the Yom Ha'Noraim. Maybe it started a few weeks ago on Rosh Chodesh Elul, but we can at least say it starts tonight, as we have the longer version of the Slichus, but it's Slichus night. So much lore in the history of Am Yisrael about this night. We can imagine the knacker going through the shtetl in Europe, knocking on all the doors, telling everybody to wake up for Slichus. But the minhag is to start tonight. Right, we already know, the Rama already quotes, that the minhag of Ashkenazim is to start the Motzi Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, as long as there's at least four nights. And if not, then we start the week before. And the question that we'll deal with tonight is why Dafka Motzi Shabbos? Okay, practically it should be the same night of the week every year, so we remember. But maybe there's something deeper. The Lekut Yosher, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, who recorded all of his Rebbe's Minhagim and Nihugim, writes in source number one, discussing Slichus, K'shalav Rosh Hashanah B'yom Hei, No'agin Lamo Slichus B'yom Rishon Shalafanav, because you need 3 days of Hachana. Interesting. V'chulu, wide Yom Rishon, Mishum Su Samach L'Shabbos. V'noag kol ha'adam l'omod b'Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that we're learning. And Shabbos is a day that we are not involved in Malacha. And he quotes the Medrash from Parshas Vayakel, that every day of the week, Shabbos complains. Every day of the week has a pair. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. What about me? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll have Am Yisrael who will learn Torah on Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos he'prim mi'malacha v'avilom din Torah. L'kach tov l'haschil b'yom aleph. It's good to start on Sunday, mini motzi Shabbos. Ki am smeichim machmas mitzvahs ha'Torah she'hem lom din b'Shabbos. Because we're b'simcha. Because it's after a day that we were able to be osek in Torah. V'gam machmas onik Shabbos. V'yamini ein shechina shorah lo mitoch at machmas atzlus lo mitoch atzvus. Eli mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. We're in a good mood. We're in a good mood on Motzi Shabbos because of the amazing Shabbos that we had. L'chein tov l'haschil espal mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. It's not how we usually think about, you know, getting into slichas, simcha. Usually the first emotions that we have when we think about the tune, B'motzoi menucha kidamnucha tchila, with yira and pachad, more seriousness. And yet the Lekut Yosher says we start tonight because of simcha. Because we feel fulfilled. We feel connected. What exactly is this simcha? Well, we know the season is a season of tshuva. Everything we do over the next couple of weeks and what we've been trying to do has been tshuva related, tshuva focused. And the root of tshuva is lashuv, to return. Right, what is repentance? That's not the translation of the word. Tshuva is to return. So who are we returning to? And what are we returning to? So I'll mention two points. Number one, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma notes in Parshas Emor, there he is trying to explain the unusual wording of the Torah, where the Torah says, "Usfartam lachem imacharas haShabbos miyom aviyachem zomar tenufa," and the Tzdukim say, "Oh, Shabbos, Shavuos is always on a Sunday because you always start Sfirsa Omer on a Sunday because miimacharas haShabbos is when you start counting." And yet we know that word Shabbos there means the first day of Pesach. Unusual usage of Shabbos. So Meshech Chachma, in that context, at Emor, is explaining why the Torah uses such a word. Da, says the Meshech Chachma. Dibadas ho'eloki yesh mitzvah samakashrin Yisrael avim shabashamayim. There are two kinds of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that connect us directly to Hashem. Yesh mitzvah samakashrin Yisrael zeh lazeh. And then there are mitzvahs that connect us to each other. As if we're all in one line on the outside of a circle, And we're all connected to the midpoint because we're part of that circle. But other mitzvahs were directly connected. This is not bein adam l'malchut bein adam b'chaveiro, as we'll see. Kigon, tzitzis, tefillin and mezuzah, those kind of mitzvahs, hey mitzvahs amakashrin Yisrael Hashem Yisparach. There are parallels to that chilek. But tzitzis, a tefillin, that has nothing to do with anybody else. It's me. It's me and Hashem. Gemilas chasadim b'tshumosu maisros, hey amakashrin zeh lazeh. V'nimshal zeh, yish bin Shabbos liyantif. Shabbos and Yontif are in two different categories. Shebis Shabbos, halo al yetze ish bim kamo. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to leave our house, so to speak. We're not allowed to carry out of our house. There's tchum Shabbos. There are limitations. V'otzah asura. U'melochah zachal nefesh. We can't, if there are guests that come, we can't cook for them. Because it's a day that we're connected directly to Hashem. V'im kein kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmohu. Levadahu yoshev osik b'torah. We're at home. Sheheima mukusharim al Hashem yizbarach amerikas ha'amiti. We're at home, we're focusing on our spirituality, but most directed to Hashem. Asher kol Yisrael heima kavim nifradim. As if, imagine, Hashem's in the middle, kaviyachol, and we are each on the outside, and we're separate lines that are directly connected to Hashem. But we're not connected to each other. That's Shabbos. Yontif, says the Meshech Chachma, next paragraph, Aval Yontif hu a mitzvah samakashin umazu hazeh. But Yontif, what are the two differences between Yontif and Shabbos? Hotzah and Bishol. Those are meant, says the Meshech Chachma, to create camaraderie. Create the ability to connect to each other. Something that Yontif is about, that Shabbos is not. V'im yavo elef archim, yof alechim, 1,000 guests come, we can bake. Ad ki yamr ofo miyantav l'chol ein olokeh. The halacha is, even according to Rabbah, if I bake from Yantif for a weekday, it's not an issa daraisa. Why? Because theoretically, guests could walk in and then the cooking could be for them. Ho'el. Ho'el v'chazi l'archim. And v'kulam chayvan lalos v'leregel. We all get together, we go to Yerushalayim. So Shabbos versus Yantif. Not our topic now, but he says the first Pesach was like a Shabbos. We weren't allowed out of our houses. Makas Bechoros, that's why it's called Shabbos then. Yeah, not our topic now. But Shabbos, says the Meshech Chachma, Shabbos is a day for us to be connected to Hashem. For us to return to Hashem. Because we naturally are from the Kisei HaKavod. We each have Tzelem Elokim. However we define Tzelem Elokim, it's something that connects us to Hashem the whole week. We're not as connected and not as aware of this idea that we usually have. But on Shabbos we could have it. On Shabbos we could feel that connection. We mentioned in the past the idea of the Shemi Shmuel in Parshas B'Shalach, in Source 3. Where he talks about the Medrash that tells us that at Yam Suf, where we used to have, where we had a fire and a cloud and an anan, and usually they switched off, daytime, nighttime. But at Yam Suf, the anan went from, instead of disappearing, it went from in front of us to behind us. That's what Rashi quotes. V'nira, says the Meshech Chachma, a deeper idea. V'nira, says the Shem Yishmuel, V'nira, debasher haisa his galos elokis li Yisrael al hayam, when there was the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Yam Suf, v'rasa shivcha al hayam asher v'yamar ala be'etzba, we reached the highest clarity of vision, zeh keili v'yanveyu, im haya amura eish lefneim al hayam, if the amura eish, not only did it have to leave because the amud fire, it had to go protect us from behind, but there would have been a hefsik. Haisa hiskalus b'emsos amura eish. V'haisa is paklaria built in me'ir. If there was anything in between, it would have created a hefsik. V'ya kavana haisa shayisol azma majegas Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was no hefsik at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, there was nothing in front. And then he says, and this explains why we say Tseischem L'Shalom on Friday night. Ma'akesha was Tseischem L'Shalom. They mentioned, Seischem l'shalom. So there's a kasha. How can we ask the malachim to leave? Chas v'shalom, we should take out Seischem l'shalom. Even if we didn't know an answer before the Shem Yishmuel, we leave it in, because that's the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. Says the Shem Yishmuel, we say Seischem l'shalom because on Friday night, on Shabbos, there's no hefsek between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the malachim. After they accompany us home and accompany us to the Shabbos table, we say Seischem l'shalom, now it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch. Yichud. Lefia Amar Yeshlamar, Dahainu Achmasha Omer Balashabbos, Seischem l'shalom kodem HaKiddush, Lahorosha Yisrael, Dvukim Bashem Yisrael Bashabbos, Bilti Emsoas HaMalachim, Ki Shabbos Yime'en Olam Haba, Va'asiyeh Mechitzas Yisrael Lefnimi Malachai Asharis. Shabbos is a day that we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole week we're so busy with other things. But Shabbos is the day that we connect. And that's Seischem l'shalom. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. Again, we've had shiurim about this. That the four ways, he has three, we'll add another, the ways that we prepare for Shabbos are the exact parallel four ways that we prepare for tefillah. We wash our hands before we daven. We wash ourselves before Shabbos. We sit with bated breath before davening, hopefully. Shah achas, we sit a little bit. And before Shabbos, that's how we're supposed to. Misatef betzitzit is a special din of a special clothing for davening, a special clothing for Shabbos, v'cholu, sitting b'kovid rosh. Why? Because tefillah is a time that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To quote the Rav's grandfather, right, it's Amida Lefnei Hashem, but it's a Rashi in Maseches Brachos. Amida Lefnei Hashem, that's what tefillah is, that's what Shabbos is. That's what Shabbos is. And that's what the Neshama Yaseira is all about. Right, Rashi tells us, actually, it's not the Rashi, it's the Shem Kubetzes in Maseches Beitza. Beitza Daf Tezayin, beginning of the second parak, that's where the Gemara says we get a Neshama Yaseira on Shabbos. What does that mean? A Neshama, an extra soul, an extra Neshama. So we don't exactly know what that means. But the Shem Kubetzes, their quotes, Rashi says the food tastes better on Shabbos. Right? Eino Dom et Shalant on Shabbos and Shalant on Tuesday. It's the same Shalant, but it's different. Because we're different. The Shimon Kubetza says, no, it has to do with Ruchnius. V'chalalav shefa eloki v'seichel tov yosel asak batorah. We're more spiritually inclined. So putting all this together, we start Slichas tonight. Because to start the process, to put us in the mood, we have to go from Shabbos. A day that hopefully we were connected. And if not, we have to know the recognize the ideal of that connection and take it with us and return to that connection. Because that's our natural state. The Tzelem Elokim in us yearns for that state. The magnetic pull. Recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the focus of my life and should be the Avodas Hashem. So number one, Shabbos is a day of returning to Hashem, and therefore Slichas is a time that we have to think about returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But tshuva is not just shav l'Hashem. Maybe there's another return that we need to do. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, Daf Yudala, Daf Tezvav, the story of the Arba Shenichnusu L'Pardes, the four Tanoim that went into analyzing the Kabbalistic secrets of the world. One of them didn't make it. One of them lost his mind. Rabbi Akiva made it out. And Acher did not make it out whole spiritually. And the Gemara tells the whole story. And finally, Rabbi Meir in one of the stories, other Talmidim, Amar lo, ata chazar b'cha. I gave you just a little bit of the story in source number 8. Chazar b'cha, do tshuva. Amar lo, kfar shamati me'achori ha'pargo. I already heard. Acher was on such unbelievable levels. Elisha ben Avuya, an amazing Tana. He said, I already heard in Shemayim, I'm done. I already heard, Shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. Everybody can do tshuva, but Acher can't do tshuva. I heard it already. And then we have the story, Tana rabbanim ha'isa ba'acher, she'erochev al asus b'shabbos. Interesting, on Shabbos. That was the avera he was involved in. He was riding an animal, but Remeir Mahalech Acharav Lomotor Mipiv. Remeir was, his Talmud was walking next to the Acher on the animal, and Acher was giving shir, and Meir was asking him questions. Amar lo Meir chazol acharecha, shekvar shiarti b'ikveisus arkan tchum Shabbos. Acher, picture the scene, he's on a horse, he says, Meir, this is the tchum, you have to turn around. You have to turn around, go back. Amar lo Meir says, you also go back. Afatach chazor b'cha, you also go back. Amar lo kvar amarti l'cha, I already told you. I heard. Kvar shamati me'achor yapargod. Shuvu banim shovavim. Chutz me'acher. I heard. I'm done. Ramir says, no. Takve. He pulled him. Aile the Beis Medrash. He brought him to a Beis Medrash. Let's go into the Beis Medrash. They came to a child. Tell me a pasuk. They went to 13 Batei Medrash. And every pasuk that every child told them was a pasuk that could be interpreted as a rejection of Acher. Did Elisha ben Avuya really hear? Did they really say in Shemayim that he was rejected? Would that ever be an announcement in Shemayim, so-and-so can't do tshuva? We know the Yerushalmi, the Menashe. Remember the story, he was being killed. He davened to every Avodah Zarah in the book. And nobody listened. He's like, oh, no, I might as well. My father, Rechizkiyahu HaMelech, told me, you know, if you're ever in Zarah, daven. I'll daven to Hashem. If it works, great. If not, he's just like the other ones. And the Malachim, remember the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, Misatmen HaSachalonos. They were closing the windows in Shemayim to prevent the tefillah of Menashe from going through. Menashe, who killed his own grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi. Menashe, who brought up a Zara. They closed the windows in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu drilled a divine hole under the Kisei HaKavod to grab the tshuva of Menashe. So Menashe HaMelech, his tshuva was accepted. What? Acher. There was a basko that went out. And the answer is, many say, we mentioned this in the past from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Acher misunderstood. Shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. Acher, if you keep that personality that you have now, there's no coming back. But Elisha ben Avuya could come back. You have to come back to yourself, Acher. To come back to who you really could be. Sometimes we think we're something else. We think we have to be this. We think I'm set in my ways. This is the way I've been. This is who I am. Shabbos is a day that we can return to ourselves as well. We're so busy during the week, we're running around. It's interesting, that story happened on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Reb Meir says to Acher, return. You could do it. That's the Aveira that he was involved in, not eating treif. Any other Aveiras that he could have been involved in, it was Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we could return to who we really are. Rav Soloveitchik told a story about Tosefa Shabbos. The Jew rushes into the Shabbos with impatience, but he's very slow to part with it. When I speak of Tosefa Shabbos as reflecting the joy and longing of the Jew for Kedusha, I remind myself of a scene I once witnessed in Warsaw as a young boy. I walked into a Hasidic shtiebel. They probably were Mazritzer Hasidim. I do not remember exactly. They were singing at their Shalashudis, and it was quite late. At the Mitnagdisha Bali Bate Medrashot, the Shabbos was already over. The stores were open. In this Hasidic shtiebel, they were singing the B'nei Hechala and Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. There was a very short little Jew standing there, and he was wearing a satin kapata. There were more holes in the kapata than the threads in it. He was so enchanted and mesmerized by the singing of Hashem Roi Lo Echsar, I could not identify him or recognize him. He then came over to me and asked me, do you recognize me? I said to him, no, I don't. He said to me, you see me every time at the Iron Gate in the famous square where all the porters gather. I reminded myself of him. I identified him. This little man, who was very short in stature, used to carry tables and very heavy pieces of furniture. The whole week he worked very hard like a Chinese coolie. On the Shabbos he turned into a highness, a prince. He did not want to part with the role of a prince that he played just 25 hours every week. He refused to return to his profane abode of bleakness, dreariness, and nausea, and instead tried to extend the Shabbos as much as possible. He became a different person on Shabbos. He became himself on Shabbos. The rest of the week, sometimes we're outside. We don't identify with who we really are. We mentioned in a Haggadah Shir a number of years ago the simanim at the Seder. We give simanim. Right? What's the purpose of the simanim? So Al Derech Drush, we mentioned in the Haggadah, the Mayana Shel Torah, he quotes source number 9. Kadish Urchas Karpas. What are the simanim? So we know in Bamitzia, an Aveda Nechzeres B'simanim. An Aveda, a lost object, could be returned with simanim. B'chol Yemos Hashana. The whole year a Jew is lost. Shari Adam Yisrael B'galus Ruchani to Ma'abed Esanishalo. We forget who we really are. We forget the context nationally. On Pesach night, we remember who we really are. We remember our connection. We remember our national birthday. We give simanim. We give identifying characteristics. That's nationally. Individually, every Shabbos we could give simanim. Every Shabbos we could remember who we are. Again, the whole week there's so much that we're involved in, a lot of good things. But there's nothing like Shabbos. When we stop. And everything goes back to, you know, Maisa Bracious. And we can return to who we are. So Shabbos puts that in that frame of mind. Shabbos is a day that we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day that we return to ourselves. And that's why the Leket Yosher says, Slichas starts on Motzei Shabbos. B'motzoi menucha kidamnucha tchila. And even those who do Slichas in the morning, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, in Ruba Deruba of the Ashkenazic world, is to do it as close to Shabbos as we can, right after Chatzos. Because we want that aura. We want that push. Yehi Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Deshmaya to come back to Him. And maybe even more importantly, to come back to ourselves. Because if we could remember who we really are, to take off the covers, to take off what we've been wearing maybe the whole year. Right? It's Slichas night. And we should be Zoche. If we could do that, we will surely be Zoche to a year of fulfillment, a year of return, a year of tshuva, a year of nechama, a year of geula, Yeshuos, and all good things for Klal Yisrael.